Om Vishnu Praya Krishna Pistaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Shamanita Namne Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharane Navasesha Sanyavadi Paskati Desha Tare. But what I was thinking, this one might be better. What?
You want to say project two?
But not quite yet, in a very soon. Om Ganatamirandasya Janajana Salakaya Chaksu Samiritan Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manavistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupakada Mayam Vedati Sattvandika Vanshakaupadivyascha Kripasanyu Vayevacha Patitanam Pamanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Nama. Does anyone know the subject, the main subject matter of the sixth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita?
Jnana Yoga.
Sixth chapter.
Sixth.
Yes.
Ashtanga Yoga.
Yes. I call it here, it's called Jnana Yoga, but it's Ashtanga Yoga, basically. Well, it's not that it's too loud, it seems to be feeding back. So in this chapter entitled Ashtanga Yoga, Jnana Yoga, there is a description of how, through mechanical means, through practice, one can focus the mind. Now the mind is very, very, very difficult to control. Very difficult to control. Until you actually try to control it, you don't even know that it's difficult to control, because it's controlling you completely, and we become fully surrendered to what our mind, the directions that the mind pushes us in. It's still feeding. So this sixth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita teaches the process of focusing the mind, or controlling the mind, for the process of dhyana, dharan, and then ultimately samadhi. Samadhi, of course, means when the mind is fully focused upon the lotus feet of Krishna. So this particular process of Ashtanga Yoga is very difficult to perform. Oh yes, everyone should kindly turn off their mobile phones. Kindly. Even you have a mobile phone. No. That's something. Mobile phones are so convenient, that means at any time or the day or night someone can bother you. Non-discriminatory. There's no peace. All the advancements in Kali Yuga are like that. They appear on the surface to be helping and moving us forward, but actually they move us forward in anxiety only. In fact. But the practice of Ashtanga Yoga, it's for a person who has already made the decision that he cannot be happy in the material world, and he wants something greater than that. You come sit right here. You're sitting so nicely. You must have been a yogi in your last life. You are one in this life. How old are you?
7.
Very nice. And how old are you?
6.
Yes. One day last year, I was walking. What's your name again? I forgot.
Aditya.
Aditya Prabhu, yes. I was walking down the road in Albert Park, and I walked past a school. And there was one young boy playing in the schoolyard with his friends. And this boy's name was Aditya. And he saw him and he said, "Parishan Prabhu." And then he looked at one of his, he was playing with one of his friends. He pointed to me and said, "He's my friend." And it's true. He and I are very good friends.
I was doing this. I was knocking on my teacher's door.
You are knocking on your teacher's door. Very good. So since then, Aditya Prabhu and I have been very close friends. And his friend looked at him. He was just a Western boy from Albert Park. And he looked at him. He's your friend. Yes, very brave. Very intelligent, too. So, this process of Astanga Yoga, of reaching the Supreme Lord by a very mechanical means, is very difficult, but it is for someone who has no taste yet in chanting Krishna's names or in or love for the deity or anything like that. So this is a process where you can just be concerned with your physical health, practically speaking, to begin and practice that type of a yoga, and gradually the body becomes healthy, and when the body becomes healthier, the mind can become healthy by practice of pranayama, and then by pratyahara the mind is withdrawn from the external world and focusing in, and then dhyana by meditation, dharana by increasing the meditation, one can achieve samadhi. And the process of samadhi is described also in the Bhagavad Gita, but also in the third canto of the Bhagavatam and Kapila Muni's teachings. It's a process of focusing one's mind on the Supreme Lord. And Krishna will explain in the last verse of this chapter, Yoginam api sarvesham madgatenam karapanam, that of all yogis, Shradavan bhajate yom mam, one who performs bhajan or loving service to me, he is the best yogi of yogis, the topmost. He's saying that the one who actually develops love for Krishna, he is in a class by himself, so far superior to all other yogis. He's the topmost yogi because he actually has captured Krishna, and Krishna has captured him. And a person who has intense love for Krishna, which is Shradavan Bhajate Yoman. What does Shradavan mean?
The one who has faith.
Yes, exactly. It is a person. Jnanavan means a person who has jnana or knowledge, and Shradavan means a person who has faith. He actually can see Krishna wherever he looks, inside, outside. And not only that, Krishna can see him. He's always seeing Krishna, and Krishna is always seeing him. This is the nature of love. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the sixth chapter, there is one verse. In the 30th verse, Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra. Anyone know that verse? Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra, Sarvam Chamayi Pashyati, you know? Tasyaham, for such a person, na pranashyati, I'm never lost to such a person, such a maina pranashyati, and he has never lost to me. A person who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, existing in me, I'm never lost to such a person because he's always seeing me everywhere. His consciousness, wherever he's seeing Krishna. Satyane Pranashati, and Krishna is always seeing him because he wants to see Krishna. And of course, when Krishna wants to see us, it makes it much easier. Makes it much easier for us to see him. So, and here we are. We're living. When one is living in a place, a holy place like Vrindavan or Sridham Mayapur, or Ekachakragram. Raise your hand if you've ever been to Ekachakragram. Yes, you've been. You, Mataji, Barme, Pure, Pure. Because in Ekachakragram, everyone, they don't say, how's it going, Mike, when they see you? They say, Jainitai. And when you're in Sridham Mayapur, what does everyone say? What do they say? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Or maybe they'll say, Nitai Gaur. And when in Vrindavan, there are different greetings. In Vrindavan, it's Radhe Radhe. If you go to Mathura Gokul, Jai Sri Krishna. Or Jai Sri Radhe. Or Radhe Shyam. No. How's it going, right? Good eye. No, everything is connected to Krishna. Yeah, to Gadai. Gadai Gaur. Everything is connected to Krishna, and this is actually the art in Krishna consciousness, to somehow or another, no matter where we are, to see Krishna in that thing, because Krishna in fact is there. Everything rests on him. It just takes some looking for him. And if you look for Krishna, you will see Krishna. And he will see you. Even in Melbourne. One time, I had the fortune of taking a morning walk with Prabhupada in Japan. I can't remember. It was far away from the city of Tokyo. And we were, Prabhupada was discussing how there is no chance, because in evolutionary theory, they say that from matter, life comes, and then life gradually evolves. And how does it go? By chance. First, there is a compulsory change, because the material world is always changing, and then by chance it evolves. So Prabhupada was explaining that there is no chance. And then he pointed, as we were walking, there was a ridge, a hill, and on the hill there were so many trees, fir trees, and they were all pointed which direction? Huh? Upwards, towards the sun. They're pointing to the sky because the sun is in the sky. So Prabhupada said, he pointed to the trees and he saw philosophy to indicate the point that he was making. That he said, if there was chance, at least one tree would be pointing in the opposite direction just by chance. And soon as you see this order that exists, that means that there is an orderer, an intelligence behind it. Because what happens when there is no order and no intelligence, and not only intelligence, but strength? When neither intelligence nor an order nor strength exist, then there's just chaos. Even in a family, it takes so much intelligence and order and strength to make things work properly. If not, chaos. Everyone just goes in opposite directions. The house falls apart. Everything falls apart without that. So in this world, Krishna is there always. But we don't see him. And here he says, for one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost for such a person. And sometimes we feel lost. Krishna says, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. So how to see Krishna everywhere? So on this Saturday afternoon, we're going to have a practice session. We're ready for this point. Okay. A practice session of seeing Krishna everywhere. Now, how are we going to do this? We're going to see some slides. Yes, some pictures that I took last time I was in a very, 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 very... small island in the middle of another island. And I won't tell you which island it is yet. But when we see, it will be revealed. But I'll give you a hint. It's Kiwi Island. You know which island is Kiwi? Do you know? Well, soon you'll find out. Do you know?
No.
No? Do you know?
New Zealand?
Yes, it's New Zealand. Do you think Krishna is there?
Yes.
Raise your hand if you think Krishna is also in New Zealand. I bet you didn't think he was going to be in Melbourne when you came here. But he's also in New Zealand. And our challenge at the present will be to find him. You ready for the challenge? Because it's not just I'm not going to explain everything. We're going to ask all the very intelligent devotees here where they see Krishna. But the first thing is, for the Matajis over here to be able to see Krishna, you're going to have to change your seat a little bit because he's going to be over here. We're going to show the slides over here. Yes, perfect for you. That's why we did it. We knew you were going, you three and four were going to be sitting there.
Any Kiwis in the house? Does that make you feel homesick?
No Kiwis in the house.
No.
I'm not homesick.
Okay. Let's see if we can. So, seeing Krishna. And there it is. This is the in Christchurch, New Zealand, a little city. Now, first, where we're going to look for Krishna. Who's going to read? You read this one.
We'll first look for Krishna in his temple.
Okay, good place to look for Krishna. Right. Now, in the temple in Christchurch, what deities are these? Do you recognize? Yes, and who else?
And Nityananda.
Yes, Nityananda Prabhu. And which one is Nityananda?
On the left.
Yes, very, very good. And these deities are out of this world. They are so wonderful. Yes. So wonderful. They are not in this world. And all. You have to keep your head down. Why don't you sit right over there? Otherwise, you'll bluster over there a little bit that way. Yeah. Oh, the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. The lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada's there. And these pictures were taken at a festival to celebrate Prabhupada's coming to United States for the first time.
And it was,
you have to turn your game off right now. And there's the temple room. Prabhu, you have to move a little bit to the side. Prabhu, a little bit over there. Over there. A little bit because...
No, you go forward. Go forward. Go forward. This way. No, back runs into the light. Forward goes...
That or that way. One of the two.
If he goes forward, he'll be right. Go forward.
Come up here.
And keep your head down.
That's the hard part.
Head down.
Forward.
Keep going forward.
Yeah, forward. That's it. That's good.
A big kirtan. There are devotees all over the world chanting Krishna's names. This is the easiest place to hear Krishna's names and to see Krishna is in the temple.
Well, where are you?
I'm in Perth at this time, maybe, or maybe in Vrindavan. And everyone's so happy because they're chanting Krishna's name. And they even have lions who don't eat people in Krishna's temple. They eat prasadam. This might have been a drama. I don't know.
Which, Lion King?
No. Krishna. About Mahaprabhu, perhaps. No, okay, who's going to read this? Can you read it?
Wait.
Krishna.
Loudly.
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 6:30, for one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me.
Very good. Now Srila Prabhupada explains in his purport. Okay. Wait. First you read some. Okay. He's very eager.
A person in Krishna consciousness certainly sees Lord Krishna everywhere, and he sees everything in Krishna. Such a person may appear to see all separate
manifestations. Very good.
Of the material nature.
Yes. He appears to see all separate manifestations of material nature, but he sees Krishna. Now it's your turn. Okay.
But in each and every instance, he is then conscious of Krishna, knowing that everything is a manifestation of Krishna's energy. Nothing can exist without Krishna, and Krishna is the Lord of everything. This is the basic principle of Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
Okay.
Very good.
Who's reading next?
Yes. Okay, I think it may be you.
Okay. We'll now look for Krishna outside his temple.
So we saw Krishna in his temple, and now let's see if Krishna is also outside of his temple. Now this is going to challenge your intelligence. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Oh. What's that?
It's
a baseball.
What is that?
Blue.
Well, is Krishna? What does Krishna have to do with this? Okay, not only the I want the big children also.
A baseball.
How is no. If you're going to be silly, we're going to make you eat prasadam now. Okay, how is Krishna connected with this? The moon.
When he's Krishna, there's one word I think the name of the chat. That's how Homoksha Kauntareya Prabhu has been.
Yes. Yes. So Krishna says.
Pranavastarva Vedeshu Shaptanke Paurusham.
Yes. So how is Krishna here?
Sun and the moon. Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita that he is the light of the sun and the light of the moon.
Yes, so Krishna is there. How else is Krishna? This, you look at the moon sometimes, it's just hanging up there in space. You think this is just by chance? Krishna is there also. Now, what is this?
A tree.
Now, how is Krishna in that?
A dinosaur bird.
How is Krishna in this?
How is Krishna in the tree?
This is Krishna's external energy, yes? What, you know a Bhagavad Gita verse? Bhumi Raho Nala Vayu? Nope, wrong one. Yeah. That was it. That's the one. Tell me something about this. How is Krishna there?
You know, in the rings of a tree you see the time.
Yeah.
And also this is a dead tree. Krishna says, time I am the destroyer of all worlds.
Good.
And so you can see here in the death of the tree and the time it's growing and now it's finished, you can see Krishna.
And what's the difference between a dead tree and a live tree? Consciousness is a soul. Yeah. What's that?
That's pampas grass.
Yeah. So where is Krishna? Or some philosophy, or something we shouldn't do, or something we should do? Is Krishna everywhere but not here? Well, where is he here? Yeah? He's inside and outside, but where is Krishna in this? That's here. Where is Krishna?
Within each living entity.
Yeah, there's a super soul there, yes? What else? Where else?
Towards the direction of the sun.
Towards the direction of the sun. Is it just by chance that all these trees and are moving upward like that? And also look at the varieties of life. Would you like to be a pampas grass? And if you're too pampas, your next life will be... Such little consciousness.
Not in New Zealand, anyway.
Cloud.
I showed this to some devotees before, and they said, "There's Brahma, Vishnu, and Mahesh in the clouds."
But Indra in the clouds would be good.
Yeah, someone say, where's Krishna?
I heard in a lecture that a cloud is the only water tank, natural water tank, which doesn't get punctured even if an aircraft passes through.
Yeah, that's very good. So who has created this incredible system? It's Krishna. And gravity, it defies gravity, the clouds. Oh, so many gallons and gallons and gallons and gallons and gallons and liters of water just floating in the sky. And what are the things, when you think of a cloud, where else is Krishna in that?
Color.
Ah, very good.
Yeah.
Krishna is blackish color, like a rain cloud.
A tree.
Where is Krishna?
What
is we're practicing seeing Krishna everywhere, yes?
Peas?
Peas.
Peas. Yes, so where is Krishna?
Peas. What is this? Peas come growing pods.
No, it's not. It's seeds, not peas.
Where else is Krishna there?
What seeds are they?
Of that particular plant.
Beauty?
Yeah.
Huh?
Beauty.
Yeah, of anything that's beautiful, that's Krishna. Where else is Krishna?
The seed-giving father.
Yeah, he puts the life in this. Where else? Anywhere else?
There's in flowers, there is artistic.
Yeah. His artistic sense. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna there?
In the motor.
What can we learn from this that will help us in our Krishna consciousness? That's the other thing we can look for.
Where is this?
Chained to the material world.
Yeah. We're chained to the material world, everything runs.
It's far away from
the
tracks.
What is it?
It's an old motor, an engine somewhere. Pump, I think.
It's upside down.
No, it's not upside down. Where else is Krishna?
I don't know.
Bluish color.
Yeah, bluish color. Where else? By where is Krishna in the spider web?
By a spider.
He's
a
spider.
Paramatma spider.
Huh? He's the Paramatma of the spider. Where else? You can see, when I look at this picture, I think of how everything decays. This is the natural thing in the material world due to the time element. It's the force decay on everything.
Even in the decay, there is some life that Krishna created to grow.
Yes.
Everywhere.
And there's always a cycle of birth and...
Coldest place, most places, living creatures that can grow.
Yeah. What?
Earth is easy.
Okay, here's another one. Where is Krishna?
Oh, hey, river.
In animals.
Okay, where is some philosophy going? Where is Krishna here?
In the grass or something.
In the grass.
He's the taste in water, and that duck is really enjoying himself tasting Krishna in his duck bill. Anywhere else?
No.
Ramachandra's color.
Okay, where else? Huh?
Clouds.
Without? So where's Krishna in there?
Tiny clouds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a blade of grass.
Yes, very good. Where else? Where else is Krishna?
He says, "Be humble as a blade of grass."
Yes.
Want to chant.
Yes. And where else is Krishna? Is there any other place? Yeah. Okay. Good. Here, bring that over here. Property, temporarily, property of the temple president.
Crash.
Yeah,
that's what is going to happen.
Also, this is husband and wife ducks, perhaps, living in their little pond. And they're thinking, oh, this is everything. How nice my little puddle is. I have the nicest puddle of anyone over there. And you can see also the reflection there. Yes? Can you see the reflection?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
The banyan tree example.
Yeah, the banyan tree example.
Where is
very
the banyan tree? Oh, what is this flower? What kind of flower then?
It's an ostomarium.
Oh, it's a what?
It's an ostomarium.
They're decorated. Now what, if you had those flowers in your hand, what could you do with them?
Yeah.
Yes. And look at the delicate. Look at the. Hey, how do you roll? Oh, how are you? We were waiting for you.
Yeah, it's a long time.
And look at the delicate designs here. Does something delicate and balanced like that happen by chance? Look at that. Where is Krishna?
Wow. There, I don't think this is what a stem of a tree.
Where is Krishna in this?
In the water, I think.
Huh? The taste of water? Where else is Krishna?
In the stem of the tree.
Yeah? Where is Krishna?
In the beauty.
Beauty, yes. How delicate.
Fresh.
What else?
I like it as.
Huh?
Like a drop of water tottering on the
yeah, that's what Govinda Das says. Life is like a drop of water. It's tottering on a lily leaf or a lotus leaf. Just a little bit of a shake and what will happen?
honeybee. Honeybee collecting pollen or something?
Yes, or something.
Nectar. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Say, come on.
The honeybee is an example of detachment because the honeybee collects honey and stores it and the human beings consume it, but it still continues, you know, serving.
Yeah.
Detached.
Where else?
It can also be
part of
that.
Yes.
That honeybee is making so much of effort to collect that honey, but
yeah,
it's not everyday enjoyment.
Yeah, then it is.
Because
they call
collecting and
even when you take the honey from the beehive, they call, what do they call it? You know, in English, they rob it. They steal. He works so hard, and then it's stolen from him. And then hopefully offered to Krishna. Where else can you see Krishna in this?
Krishna's garments.
Huh?
Krishna's garments are Pitambara.
Ah, Pitambara. Yes. Very good. The color of Krishna's garments. Where else?
Madhu.
Huh?
Madhu is honey. So
Madhu means honey.
So
Madhu also means the spring.
You see the thing that looks...
Okay, hey, up your head up.
Hey.
Keep your head down.
Hey. Oh no, not another one.
Oh, that's a wasp.
Where? Amazing. There's a soul in that. And do you ever see the different a live bee and a dead bee? One, it just immediately deteriorates. And how about the flower? What's the difference between this flower and that flower?
It's outside of it.
What's the difference between that flower and that flower?
It's a dead flower.
Yes. So sometimes even a wilting flower can have some pollen in it that can be useful. You have to find out how to use everything in Krishna's service. And look how amazing this bee. They have their special dances and everything that they do. No, it's a honeybee.
Look how,
and how about this? Where is Krishna in this?
Restaurant,
common
sea conference.
Yes, this is what I think it's this one means to me. In the material world, it's like walking over to someone and say,
where should I go? And they'll say, you should go this way, and 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 that way. And it's very, very confusing because there are so many directions of what to do.
Art center, art gallery, and music.
Excuse me, young man. You should read. Excuse me? You should read when asked to read. So many directions. Everyone's saying, go here, go here, go there. But we should be very clear where we actually should go. You'll get very confused otherwise. This is Yogi Duck. Okay, where is some philosophy there?
It's taking its pleasure.
We're sitting so precariously and all we want to do is sleep.
Okay, where are the others' philosophy?
He's food conscious.
Yeah, he's what?
Food conscious.
He's food conscious. It looks like he's unconscious at this point.
It's really amazing. What does it mean? The variety of Krishna created.
Yeah.
Variety in web, the variety
yeah,
of sleeping patterns.
Yeah. Sleep, look what he. Look at his feet. There's webs there. What are they? What, did he go out and buy those in Kmart?
Yeah.
He came equipped with them.
You can just remember things that Krishna can take care of us. We don't have to worry. That's
yeah.
That's
the
greatest.
Yeah. Krishna gives the duck everything
so
that
much.
He needs. Where is Krishna there?
Leaf.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if somebody offers a leaf to me, I'm pleased.
Good. Where else? Where else?
Banyan tree on the tree.
Okay. That's not quite a banyan tree, but.
Three of the two existence.
What's happening to that leaf?
It's dying. It's about to autumn, like a change.
Yeah, there's a change, yeah.
I think it.
What do you
my class pass us to come.
Yeah, it happens.
Ooh, that's a beauty.
What is it?
It's like a seed.
It's a seed, yeah. What, where do you, where is Krishna?
In the seed.
Prabhu, you're going for master's degree, you don't see Krishna. Where do you see Krishna?
In the trees.
Okay, but where is the connection? Because if we don't see Krishna in the things of the material, what will we see? We won't see anything properly. We won't see Krishna and Krishna won't see us. This is our practice. Where is Krishna in this?
In the leaves.
Where? Okay, where is this the seed? Where is there some philosophy? Huh? Translation?
I'm the seed giving father.
Yes? And it's quite astounding how this is, I think this is some kind of, like a bunion type of a tree. There is a huge tree in this little seed. Quite inconceivable how Krishna arranges these things. And then that's, and there are thousands and thousands of seeds on one tree. This is the rose garden in the park where the devotees get a lot of their flowers for the deities from, they told me. So fragrant. If you plant the roses, it's so fragrant. But what is it? You put a seed into the earth and the most fragrant flower comes from the earth. The fragrance comes from the earth. How is that possible? And different fragrances come depending upon what seed is planted, and all you do is add water, which basically has no fragrance. This is astounding. Krishna says, I am the fragrance of the earth. Anyone see Krishna anywhere? Yeah? Translate so other people can understand.
In the leaves.
There are leaves, but just because of their attachment or through the six folds, they get different shapes and colors.
Yes, yes. Karanam guna sangasya sarasat joni janmas. There's a soul in this very interesting. And this, what's this? a sundial. And you can tell, and look what it says, the desert shall bloom and blossom, shall rejoice and blossom as the rose, by Krishna's grace, perhaps. And when you, where is Krishna there?
Time.
And now we think it's not possible. Raise your hand if you're carrying a watch with you. And a mobile phone. No, I don't have a mobile phone. But we think we need so many things to exist. How? And we're making so much advancement. People previously couldn't have been, they were so primitive. They couldn't even know what time it is. But these things are very simple. And advancement should be measured in something else. Where is Krishna?
In the plants.
Even plants.
Even plants defending? Where else?
In the spines of the
land. Yes, but where else? Huh?
The tons of material.
Yes, you want to enjoy?
Nature has got all the this stuff, even though we want to enjoy, we don't see the thorns much.
Yeah. We try to enjoy, we try to enjoy, and always thorns come. Everything, all our efforts are foiled by the thorns of material life. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna?
Order. It's a law. We see some order between this, and the order is there.
Yeah, very, it's quite amazing, isn't it? The symmetry, the different stages of life. We all pass through that. It's unavoidable. It's unavoidable. It's very painful, but it's unavoidable. When we're young and blossoming, we're thinking, oh, everything is so wonderful. And now, and this is the full stage of life.
Lavender.
The fragrance, quite amazing how Krishna, just you put the seed in the earth that comes up, with such a fragrance, and just add water. Where can you, else can see, what can you do with this?
Offer.
Yeah. These are all hybrids. Who can see what they are?
It's like cauliflower.
Cauliflower and cabbage. Mm. Like that, and they look so wonderful because the man has put their great touch in there, and it looks so wonderful, but they're completely useless. Can't eat them, you can't do anything from them. The great achievement of man.
Leaves.
This is the other part of the cycle, isn't it? The unavoidable part that we don't like to think or talk about.
Leaves.
Huh?
But worms live there, so everyone lives on the
garbage. Jivo, jivo, the jivanam. One living entity is becomes the sustenance of another. But Krishna is there, we should see. You know, we don't see with our eyes, we see with our minds. See Krishna, have that kind of a mind. One could say that you could see Krishna in the foolishness of man, perhaps, and making silly things and spending lots of money. Can anyone see anything connected with Krishna? If we don't see Krishna, we see things separate from Krishna, and that's illusion. There's nothing separate from Krishna. Where is Krishna here? Yes?
The color of the water?
Yes. Where else? Very good.
Just in the order of everything.
Yeah.
See how everything is ordered and
it took designed? It took so many people to do that.
Yeah, it's designed also. It didn't just fall into place.
By chance.
Good. The fountain sprays itself every day, but still it's present.
This one. Where else?
What's your plan?
Yes.
Limited creativity of living entities.
Yes. Yeah. Within the material world, yeah.
You see fish, remember Matsya avatar?
Yes, Matsya avatar. And I don't know if there's a crane incarnation or stork. There's Matsya.
Hamsa Dutta.
This is 1870. It was made, this museum. What does it say? Lo, these parts are of his ways. These are parts of his ways. Because they're taking little things and putting them in the museum. But how little a portion is heard of him. Everyone takes the things that he creates. So there is a person over here. He's probably so devoted. He's doing his Dandavat obeisances over there, it looks like. But perhaps he's not.
He's cleaning.
Who knows what he's doing? Open, open, and no one's interested.
A fire truck.
Where's Krishna? Where's something to do with Krishna? Where?
Fire.
Huh?
Fire.
Fire. So where's Krishna? Huh?
He's in the water tank without the fire of material existence.
He takes everything through fire, yeah.
He's the fire extinguisher cloud, and knife is considered to be the forest fire.
Yeah, yeah. Samsara Dava Nalalila Loka. We want to enjoy only, but there's always the need for a fire truck, because there's always a fire. That is material life. There's always a fire. Now, where is Krishna? Here. Dehenos min yata dehe. Very good. Very good.
What does that mean?
Okay,
okay. What does it mean? What does it mean?
As the soul continuously passes from birth to old age.
And you have to, if you stand up over there, we'll see that, because there's no one quite as young as you there. And then, and this one, you could be about my age, possibly. And then, and also one can notice that as we pass the boyalty, some of us are riding bicycles, some of us in fast cars, some of us are walking with canes. But we all tend to walk away from Krishna. We turn our back to Krishna. This is not good. Dangerous.
Tomatoes.
Where is Krishna here? Where is Krishna? Is he not here? Huh? Taste, but these might be poisonous. So be careful when you taste them to find out if Krishna is the taste. Where's Krishna? Ah, Krishna's lips are reddish color. Where else? Look at the. You think something like this can happen by chance? Very unlikely. Very unlikely. And these are seeds. They're beautiful, but they're seeds. Birds eat them and they fly somewhere, they pass them and a new one grows. This is what the poor people in that city are subjected to for their fun. There's Tape Man, was Christ, a bad evil, or Bud Evil rather. And this, the fellow in the middle over here, he's famous because he has the world's biggest sideburns. Hair coming out. How wonderful, yes? But this is what kind of nonsense people feed their consciousness on. And then you ask, please come to a temple and worship Krishna and admit that you're a servant of Krishna and chant Krishna's name. And people say, oh, I have no time. What is work's end? You work and work and work. What's the end? Krishna is everywhere. See him. Oh, where's the end of work? Dawn, we should not waste our lives just working, 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 working. We shall perish like a dried old leaf. We shall be imprisoned like plants trying to escape Devi Esha, who knows the verse? Can the plants escape? Why? Why can't the plants get out, just walk out? Huh? Even if they had intelligence.
They haven't got enough legs.
Yeah, they're rooted to the ground. It's a big problem when you're attached. You want to move forward, can't, trap. And what are the, what, how many bars are there?
Three.
What does that stand for? Yes, which are? Yes. Now, okay, how many living entities in this picture is Krishna in the heart of?
Two.
Huh? Two, very good. So what, which two? That's the question.
Two people.
Two people and two non-people. No souls inside. What's the difference between a live body? One has four legs and one has two legs. Two legs, two arms. But what's the difference? There's no soul. No life. Even the child won't be fooled by that. Okay, here's some very deep philosophy. Okay, who's going to penetrate deeply and understand the deep meaning in this picture? Okay, yes. Wait, first. Yeah.
Krishna is guiding us.
Yeah. And what is Krishna? How is Krishna guiding us?
Holding us.
Huh? Holding us, yeah. And telling us. Bully? Yes. Try. Nityananda Prabhu.
Seems like a ocean of material world.
Yes.
And people are enjoying, but the mother is careful for my child not to fall into it because it will be very troublesome.
And very hard to get out. Very hard to get
One
out.
One more thing, sir.
Huh?
One more thing.
Yes.
Lord Krishna helps them who helps him, himself.
And even if he doesn't help himself, because the child wants to go in, and mother and Krishna's there, no, yeah. Mother is holding on. She doesn't want the child, to, even though the child wants to. The mother will not let him.
Even though we want to enjoy separately from Krishna,
yeah.
Krishna gives us the opportunity,
but
always
this
time.
Yeah.
Mother's love is the closest.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Like the Sadhu. He says, no. But when we're bigger, we can pull ourselves away.
When we protect ourselves, we get entangled.
Yeah, when we try to get higher, where we're not supposed to get. How difficult it is. So much endeavor. To climb the tree of material life? Any more philosophy?
It's like the guna, tree ropes.
Yeah, right.
Entangled in life.
Entangled, so entangled. How much endeavor one has to make to climb a tree nowadays? When I was young, we used to just climb. Now,
that soul might come back as a bird and enjoy climbing the tree.
Okay.
This reminds me of basically the art. Again, our life is so in such a difficult situation. It's as if we are on a just holding onto a rope. Downstairs they are all serpents,
yeah.
And up like there is the ants or rats biting it. This is the time, and we can fall down anytime.
Yeah, and we can't stay there either.
We're just waiting for the drop of honey to
okay. Now situation. You can read this one.
In loving memory of Sally Sage, 1947-1997.
Yeah, 1947 is the year of my birth. That means that
I just know it's any moment.
And then I may be in the body of a pigeon in my next life, and someone puts a sign that says in loving memory of, and what good is it, even if I'm Sally Sage? No use. This one's very scientific. Any botanists here? Does this lily looks very pretty, yes? Yes? Does it look pretty to you? And delicate? It's poisonous. You eat it, you'll die.
Poisonous.
Yeah? Be very careful. Everything that looks good in the material world, it has a tendency to be quite poisonous. These have to be thrown together. Okay, ready? You have to keep your head down a little bit. Ready? This and the next one. What do you see here? What's the main color you see? Same, right?
No.
No? It's the same scene. Different focus. It depends what you want to see. One person will look and focus on something and see only green. Another person will look and focus on something else and see, oh, it's death. Death is everywhere. Another person will look and see life everywhere. But both are there. Krishna is there. It depends what you want to see, where your focus is. Please focus on Krishna. You'll see him everywhere. Another one. This one is reserved for Johnny and other good souls. Okay, only good souls and Johnny can sit there. Now, to have a person out there checking your karma to see if you're good enough to sit there. Other good souls. Reserved for Johnny and other good souls. But where is Johnny? We don't know. He's gone.
Johnny not.
Johnny nahi hai. What is that?
It's like a rock.
A rolling
stone gathers no moss.
And if you not roll, you gather moss, it seems. And what is moss?
Covering.
Any philosophy here? Come on. PhDs must see Krishna.
Life is like in the Amadeus.
Yeah. Everywhere. Mm. Everywhere. Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita, yes, second chapter? Sarva Gataha. There's living entities everywhere. We may not see them, but there are living entities everywhere. Everyone is looking for love. Very difficult. Very difficult. And even if you love someone, what happens? Someone has to leave. Either you cause them problems by leaving this world, or they cause you problems. And not only that, where is the person? Is the person the soul or the body? Now who? Okay, now this is a real challenge. What letters are these?
G-S-S.
What does that stand for?
Global system for messaging.
Okay, you fail. Anyone else have any other ideas?
God save
you failed the
God save me.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. God save me. This is the only help in this world. Anyone other? Any others? Or great spiritual master. Very good. Very good. Any other? Difficult challenge. Yes. Yeah. You have one.
God seeing me.
God sees me. That's another one. Yeah. If we see him, he sees us. That's heard. Oh, what happened? Oh, I know what this is. Oh, no sound. Yes.
Oh, we can plug it in. No, this is turned off.
There's one devotee named Bhakti Raskamal in Christchurch, an old devotee, disciple of Mr. Krishna. And he has a recording studio. And look at him chanting. Yes, that's a nice taste for the holy name. He has cancer of the kidney.
what will save him ultimately, and each and every one of us, is if we get a taste of chanting Krishna's name. That taste is what is valuable in this world. Can't get the mic to work. No. Govinda Jaya Jaya. He was enjoying so much. Can you hear a little bit? Yeah, that's me playing kartals or you sort of little Prabhu. Now here, this one's a very tricky one. Can you read it? Prabhu, you read this one. You haven't read any yet.
One is nearer God's heart in a garden than anywhere else on earth. Pamela and Peter Sewell generated as a...
Okay. There's some very deep wisdom in this. One is nearer God's heart in a garden than anywhere else on earth. Who can guess? Yes, that's wisdom, but not...
Pamela.
Not very deep wisdom. I'll give you a hint. Which garden is one nearer to God in? If one is in that garden. Yes. Vrindavan Dham Ki. Yes, exactly. Now, this is very deep also. Now I want you to look at the boy's face. The little boy's face. Is he in any anxiety?
No.
Why is he not in any anxiety? His father is carrying him. If someone else picked him up and carried him, who he didn't trust, he'd be in so much, he'd be crying and trying to get away. No anxiety. Is there something we might be able to learn from this little boy? What do you think?
We need to count on Krishna for anything.
And depend on Krishna. But we should be good sons, not naughty sons. Who can understand this wonderful thing?
Having fun.
Wasting time.
Okay, well, who is wasting time? That's one point.
All fellows who should be preparing themselves for death.
Yeah. What else?
Crossing the ocean of material existence.
On an electric sailboat. Very unlikely, yes, yeah. Exactly. Any others?
I mean, they're old, they cannot go for yachting, but they're just, they're just trying to satisfy their desire by putting toy yachts in the...
It looks foolish, doesn't it, from that sense? Anywhere else? Where else?
Trying to be the controller?
Yes. And succeeding in it. As long as you can succeed in controlling some little thing, you feel, yes, I'm doing something very wonderful. And they get together once a week or once a month and all get together with all toy boat controllers and they talk about how wonderful it is.
Kill yourself.
Okay, where's some philosophy in that?
That's what people are doing.
That's on one level, that's what people are doing. And the other level, it's impossible to kill yourself because the self is eternal. But this is the mentality of people in Kali Yuga. It is quite, what's the right word?
Perverse.
Yes, another right word, simpler word?
Crazy.
It is crazy. And Kali Yuga will make everyone mad. Who can read that on there, what it says on the machine?
0800 to get high.
Yes. Well, if you get high in this way, you will come down again. You must go down. But rather, we should go higher and higher to the highest place, to the Loka Vrindavan. Well, this is a very, 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 very interesting one. Where is Krishna here? Where is some philosophy?
Everywhere.
Where is some philosophy? That's an easy answer. We won't pass you for that. We won't give you any credit.
Transmigration Bureau.
Yes. I was thinking the temple should open up one of these, a Transmigration Bureau consulting group, an office. And then people can come and they can decide what they want their next birth to be. And you can instruct them. Say if you want to be a tiger in your next life. You can come up and there can be devotees can instruct them on the activities to be, or if you want to be a dog in your next life, or a bird or a monkey or a cat. And then you can get instructions and they can call it the Transmigration Bureau Consulting Group. Yeah. This is the owner of this company is Lord Shiva. And of course this is Lord Brahma's company. MB Mahabrahma. Another quality project by Lord Brahma. And over here, Jack Wilson unfortunately is very limited because he's a tiny soul. And what can any limited soul do in this world? You can be maybe an automotive wholesaler, an importer, but you can't do much more than that. And then eventually your whole spine even falls apart. Now we're going to visit a very amazing devotee's house right now. This is Yasoda Dulal Prabhu, and he's an artist, an amazing artist. And this is, he's made a, what is it?
It's like a cow, a bull.
It's a cow out of just things. Devotees can do amazing things. Your head, Prabhu. What has he made here? Who is this?
It's like following in the footsteps of Picasso.
Yes, he's a real artist. There is Yasoda Dulal Prabhu with his lion. This is different artwork yet. From out of nothing, practically. He's made all these. And he's an artist, and he sells them, too. He's a poor artist. That artistic tendency to create something is there. It's there, and even and Krishna has placed it in Lord Brahma, the creative impulses in man.
Yeah, that's just pickheads. Those ones, that previous one.
Yeah.
It was pickheads. Plowshares.
Plows. You can make something. It's a kind of genius. You have to have the right mind. That's all. There's a story about how one of the old Dalmias in India, wealthy family, he had millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. And he said, if you took everything from me and placed me in the street just with my clothes, in 2 years I would rebuild my empire. Because the man could see money everywhere. Artists see Krishna everywhere. And devotees, artists see Krishna everywhere. And devotees can see Krishna there, his painting. The sages, and I don't know the pastime it is, it's something from the Puranas. This is his deities, Lala and Krishna, and so many other deities, and shalagrams. He has a shalagram like Lord Jagannath. Isn't he so wonderful? These aren't actually Girirajas, they're from some other place in Braja that his children take care of. He's carved these Gonditai deities. Intimate pastime between Sisi, Radha and Krishna. Okay, philosophy. Where's Krishna here?
Nowhere.
Then you're not seeing properly. Where is Krishna? Where?
He's giving us intelligence to make these high-rise buildings?
Yes, or less intelligence too, because especially in New Zealand, there's no people practically in the whole country, and yet they have to have high-rise buildings. Yeah.
So it's like in every, like in every, the body is considered like an apartment. And you may, and the person moves into the apartment, and if the, and then the person leaves and goes to another apartment. That's what death is compared to. Does this make you encouraged to go with Carter's, your building partner?
No.
No, danger everywhere. Be careful who your partners are. Partnership. Don't go partnership with the material energy. This is a funny one too.
Sorry.
And I'm on the bus.
Do you naturally trust an Ayurveda clinic that advertises on the back of a bus? But yet, this is an interesting one. How wonderful, the 125th reunion. But where are all the people from 125 years ago? They're all gone. This is the philosophy of the materialistic.
Kill more.
Another imprisoned species can't get out. Where is philosophy? Where is Krishna here? The yoga ladder? Yes. Where else?
We try to climb up, but we always fall down the cracks.
Yes. We're not experts. Yes. Where else is Krishna?
Rising up the corporate ladder is very dangerous.
Yes. And then what's at the top anyway? What else?
At every step there's danger.
Yes. Where else? Which is easier? Taking the stairs or the elevator?
Elevator.
Yes. So it's the gradual processes of elevation and the Krishna consciousness process. Is there philosophy? Is Krishna everywhere but not here?
Inside the house.
He's inside the house. Maybe he's on the altars inside the house. Any philosophy here? Any, can you see Krishna?
On the where
it's well, Krishna says, I am the heat and the light of the sun.
Yeah.
And I've got a lot of
north-facing windows, probably.
Yeah. No. These are aren't these?
Are they panels?
They're solar panels. Well, look at them.
Yeah.
See that one there? Yeah. Yep, that one up there. That one over there. Yeah. They're solar panels, so they'll take the heat of the light and the sun, and they'll convert it into hot water and light inside.
Yeah.
Electricity.
And when you do this through electricity, you have to pay. So people think, oh, this is free, and they don't want to give anything to Krishna. Krishna's giving it to them. Okay. This is a holy fence, in case you didn't notice.
A fence.
It's very holy. Can you see why it's holy?
Holy.
No.
Yeah. And if something's holy, you can see beyond.
But it's the same as the one that you're in.
Not if you're seeing, not if you're really holy. Here's another interesting one. What year was this foundation stone laid? 1924. And these people are so honored. Mr. Esquire Bicknell and Mr. Esquire Andrews and Mr. Esquire purchased. And this is in 1924. How many years ago is that?
80 years ago.
More than 80 years ago. And where are they now? All that's left is their name carved there. And therefore, this material world is considered a forest fire. And no little sprinkler is going to put it out.
You need a lot of mercy to put it out. Anyone read Latin? But can you understand what it means?
Disce ut.
But anyway, is it just so peculiar? What are these poor sheep over here? This is their... Light means knowledge. But this is not knowledge. This is actually ignorance. Whatever it means, it's not true knowledge. Time moves. Lalita, you climbed that, didn't you? This is what they do to the customers who don't park. They put them in the jail or something. Actually, they were selling the grates over there. Antique shops, old things. People are interested in old things. This is interesting over here. This is one letter box. And another one right next door. One, someone is there. And one, clearly no one is there, dilapidated. We should be very careful. Everything we do in Krishna consciousness, or we won't get the proper letters, the proper information. This is truly a defense area. Eating, sleeping, mating, and?
Defending.
Yes. Well, this is what it's like defending. Go away. No admission. If any person proceeding beyond this notice, defending, always, what is defending caused by?
Fear.
Fear. This is the only place in the world I've ever seen people practically bowing down religiously in the street. It's the only time I've ever seen something like this. It's outside of a hospital.
There's a cross there with Jesus on it.
Yeah.
What a place to put Jesus. Right there on the fence.
It's a hospital. People are praying for the people in the hospital that are dying. Or maybe they've lost someone. And in this person's hands, that's not, I don't think that's Japamala. But really, when it comes down to it, we should be praying all the time.
The tree.
To make sure that no one enters, they planted a tree there. Looks like
it's going to fall down.
This is what they should put out in the material world, a big sign. Don't enter. Too dangerous. Look at this one.
Don't waste your time. Waste ours.
We should just take the first part. We should not waste our time.
Waste ours. Mountains again.
Ooh.
Holy.
Yeah. If you cross against the light, a big lightning bolt is going to fall on your head. I mean, that's what the message is. You do the wrong thing and there's trouble.
Your legs are going to catch on fire.
Yeah. Act properly. Look how the soul is illuminating the body.
We are all in this together.
But I don't think we're all going to get out together. We should make sure that we get out. And then...
Thank you, Tom.
Fish, a duck, whatever. A king. Mm.
Ignoring.
The end.
The end.
So the end of the photos.
The end of the photos, but not the end of seeing Krishna everywhere. It's just the beginning of it.
It is. We are all in this together.
Make sure it's done properly.
Stop.
Yeah.
A hundred of course.
Okay, so practice. You did very well in seeing Krishna everywhere. So we should continue seeing Krishna wherever we look. Thank you very much.